Okay. All right, it's going to go over something that Rebbe did in the yeshiva. In Hilchas Sukkah, Simen Tufresh Lamed, Si'if Vav. So the Mechaber says, Na'atz Dalad Kundisin, Bein Be'emtza Hagag, Bein Al Safas Hagag, V'sichech Al Gabon Psula. So you erected four beams on, imagine you have a flat roof. And you put the beams, the four beams, let's just keep it simple, a square. And you put the four beams in the middle of the gag. In other words, away from the walls and the edge of the roof. That's be'emtza gag. Or even if you put it al svas hagag, meaning, let's imagine, keep it simple, you put it in the four corners of the roof. So it's exactly even with the edge and the walls of the house. V'sichech al gabon psula. And then you put schach, using those four beams. You probably have some cross beams as well, of course. And now you go ahead and you put schach on top of that. So it's psula. The sukkah is psula. Why is the sukkah psula? Very simple. The sukkah doesn't have any walls. Right? You have four beams, and you have schach on top. You do not have mechitzos. And therefore, the sukkah is psula. That's simple. V'yesh machshirin. There are those who are machshir. Such people like the Rambam, Rav Shriragon. Why do they say it's kosher? V'yesh machshirin b'no'atz al sfas hagag. They say it would be kosher only if you did the second case, where you erected the four beams, the kundisin, on the edges of the roof. Mishum damrinin good asik mechitzasa. Because then you say that the wall of the house rises up. You say good asik mechitzasa. So the wall of the house rises up. And since you built the schach that it should be flush with the edge of the roof, so therefore when the wall goes up, it naturally would hit the imaginary wall, the halachic wall, would hit the schach as it rises up. So therefore, you have four walls. You only need three, but you have four walls. And your sukkah is now kosher with these abstract, imaginary, halachic walls, whatever you want to call them, the good asik. And that's halacha l'moshe m'Sinai. So you have a machlokas rishonim, whether or not the halacha l'moshe m'Sinai of good asik applies to a structure of a sukkah. By Shabbos, I mean it does work. But the question is, does it work by Hilchas Sukkah? The Rambam says yes, and other Rishonim say no. Okay? So that's a sugya on Daf Dalet Amud Beis, whether, you know, there's a whole question about Mechitzas Nikaras. And if you want a thorough analysis of that, go through the Gemara and then the Reb Chaim on Good Asik. Okay. Take a look at the Mishnah Brura. The Mishnah Brura owes we can do Lamed and Lamed Aleph. So in Lamed he says, Mishum Damrin and good. Pirish, Kilo Sfas HaKosel, Kilo Sfas Kosel Abayis Mala Es Mechitzi Seho Lamala. Vareyesh L'Sukka Mechitzos, just like we explained. That it's as if the walls go straight up. V'dafka Kishah Gag Eino Bolet Min Abayis. Provided you don't have a gag that's bolate, like many times our roofs are. Our roofs go past the walls of the house. They extend outward. Because that will, of course, stop the good usik. Here it means the roof is flush with the edge, with the walls. Aval kishagag bolei chutz, afil agabi Shabbos lo amrinin good usik. Yeah, even by that's the lachol mosh v'sinai, it won't work. Kidil el besivin shin mem hei, sifte zayin. Okay, good. Next, vishtabura, lamed aleph, asik mechitzasa, v'dafka kishu al svas hagag mamish. Aval rochak mizeh, afilu pachas megimel tfachim, lo amrinin lovud v'good, l'chul yalma. So now the Mishnah Berurah adds something which is based on a Ritva, which is that what? That it has to be that if you, according to the Shitas, like the Rambam, who say that good Usik works by Sukkah, but it's only going to work where the edge of the Gag will, where you erect the Sukkah in such a way, meaning the Schach, of course, in such a way that it will reach Sfas HaGag Mamish. It'll literally reach that edge. So that if you make the imaginary wall go upward, it would hit. It would come in contact with the Schach. But if you have it distant, even any amount, such that if the imaginary wall would go up, it would miss the Schach, because the Schach was recessed towards the inner part of the roof, right? In other words, it doesn't totally reach the schach, the edge. Okay, you didn't put enough schach on. Okay, so then it won't be good. Why? Because we don't say two halachah lamosh misinais. You don't say good and lovud, because first you're going to need good to make the wall go up. And then you need lavud for the wall to say that the gap between the schach and the wall is naturally not considered a gap because of the lachal amosh misinai of lavud. You don't say good and lavud. You know, you don't employ two lachal amosh misinais to make the sukkah kosher. That you don't say, and the Mishnah Berurah says it's l'chuli alma. Although, I'm not sure every L'chuli Alma would agree that that's L'chuli Alma. But the Mishnah Berurah learns that way. All right? So that's why if you want to use good Usik, even according to the Rambam, who says good Usik works by Sukkah, it better be that it's only good Usik. So that the Schach on top is at least to the edge or beyond even the edge of the roof, so that when you say good usik, it would naturally hit the schach. But if not, it's no good. Because you don't say, love it for good. By the way, there's a Ran on Daf Tes, in Dapei Harif, where the Ran has a similar thing, where he says, you don't say, and maybe we'll take a look at it, but I just want to let you know, that besides the Ritva, the Ran says, you don't say, lovud v'dofen akuma, to be machshir sukkah. So it sounds like the same idea. You don't say, tu halacha lamosh misinais, to be machshir sukkah. All right, very good. Now to finish off the Mishnah Berurah, he says, v'alacha kidei ha'al ha'rishona, debechol gavni lo amrinin l'gabi sukkah gadasik. Okay, so the practical halacha is, normative halacha is against the Rambam, and we don't say good usik by sukkah. Okay. All right. So. Hold on a second. So now let's take a look at Siftes. Now let's look at Siftes. But looking at that halacha itself, there was nothing, too earth shattering. I mean, you'd like to know, understand that principle of why you can't say good and love it. Like, what kind of rule is that? I mean, if they're halacha lamosh misinais, why can't you employ as many as you need to be machshir the sukkah? You know what I mean? That's a stomach question that would bother anybody. Just looking at the Ritva, the Ran, whatever. Why can't you say two halacha lamosh misinais? Okay?
Is that talking about in the same sukkah? Or?
But now you come to Siftes. And we're going to learn the Siftes you know, with the Mishnah Berurah's eyes. So Siftes says like this: Hayu dafno sehal givoim zayinu mashu v'midim b'pachas megimel samach la'arix kshera. So a guy only has walls that are 7 and a drop. So can he utilize them for the sukkah? The answer is yes. Let him place them less than 3 tvachim from the aretz. Okay, a drop, whatever the drop is, the same drop, less than 3. And therefore, it will be mashlim to yud tvachim, using the principle, of course, of lavud, between the mechitza and the karka. Because that's what lavud says. Lavud fills in the gap. It's as if there's no gap. Okay? And then, of course, that'll be machshir the sukkah, because the mechitzas will be good. You'll have yud tvachim mechitzas. Afilu hagag, now, afilu hagag gavoa harbe, even if the roof is very high, meaning the roof is not at 10 tfachim, the roof is at 10 feet, it's still good. Now, why is it good, of course? Because of the principle of good asik. That when you have mechitzas 10 tfachim, so now you say good asik, and as we all know, it works, and the mechitza does not have to be flush with the, let me put it this way, the schach does not have to be on top of the mechitzas. The schach could be high, and as long as the mechitzas are below, we say they rise up to the schach from the principle of good asik. Ubilvad, the mechaber says, shiehei mechavein kinegdan. Afilu eina mechuvan mamish. Provided that it is right under the schach, even though it's not exactly under the schach. Rak shehu besoch gimel kinegdo kshira. Provided it's within 3 tfachim of the schach. So if I do good asik, and I rise up. Now when I reach the height of the schach is still 2 tfachim away. It didn't extend across the mechitza, the plate, the space of the mechitza. We say it's good. It does not have to be mamish above the schach, as long as it's within gimel. So why is that? So the Mishnah Berurah says why. Mem gimel mem dalet. Afilo agag gavoa harbe damrinen good osik mechitzasa. Vahavi kilo mechitzos magios l'schach. Mem dalet. Rak shehu besoch gimel. Damrinen lovud min atzad. Avalami ag gimel tfachim psula. Dafilo mayo mechitz magios mamish l'schach, meaning the height of the schach. Kaimalam dim heimru chakim min aschach gimel tfachim puzzle. V'kol shekem bazeh. Meaning, if you had real mechitzos, and the real mechitzos, and they were at the height of the schach, right? And the schach was more than 3 tfachim from the walls, would be puzzle. So certainly over here by halachic walls. All right, what exactly that kol shekem is? We don't need to worry about the kol shekem. Bottom line, it's the same halacha. So what's the obvious problem? The obvious problem is that in order to make this sukkah kosher, kshera, you're using good asik and lavud. Because the mechitza is 10 tfachim high. How did you get it up to 10 feet? Good asik. 1 second, but when you got it up to 10 feet, the schach didn't meet the schach yet. The schach was still 2.5 tfachim away. So now you employ lavud. So now you have good and lavud. So how did the Mishnah Berurah say 4 or 5 see from before that you don't say good and love with the Chuli Alma? Here's the open case. And it's not as if you have different principles here, because the Mishnah Berurah openly says it's good asik and loved. Stira. That's the kasha. I mean, we're asking the kasha on the Mishnah Berurah, because I mean, a guy factually could argue at this point and say, well, maybe before in Hachanami, the Mechaber would have said it's good. It doesn't have to be al svas hagag mamish. Maybe you'll say factually that the Mechaber would really hold that since you see siftes, that it doesn't have to be mamish, so maybe he holds that good and love would do work. Maybe he holds good and love would do work. Just like he holds in siftes. Okay. But the Mishnah Berurah himself doesn't say that. Okay? Okay, so somebody pointed out the difference in the cases is that in the case of the Dalad Kandisin, Gud Asek is producing the Mechitza, whereas by the case in Siftes, you already have a Mechitza. But the question is, so what? But at the end of the day, even in the second case, now you need Gud Asek to go up, and you still need Lovet to go the other way, and as a result, you have Gud and Lovet. What happened to the principle? Gud and Lovet. Still needs to be explained what in Svara is the difference in the two cases. In other words, how does that... I'm not committing myself, I don't want to influence anyone, but if you want to agree with Chaim that that's the main difference, so what does that... How does that difference affect the halachic outcome regarding the ideas of good and loved? Alright, so we'll start in the following way. We'll tackle first the problem of good and loved. Okay, what do they mean when they say you do not employ two halacha l'moshe m'sinais? So, the answer to that is, or what the concept there is that the halacha l'moshe m'sinai of lavud and then dofen akuma and good asik. So, the basic principle that the Ritva and then the Ran are operating with is that those halacha l'moshe m'sinais only have a reality if they function. In other words, those principles are, they produce certain abstract results, and they only have a reality if they in fact function. That's the halacha l'moshe m'sinai. That you can employ these principles to be machshir, let's say the sukkah, or whatever, machitzos, whatever it may be. Whether it's Hilchah Shabbos, Sukkah, whatever it may be. But you see, in order for it to have an existence, by its very nature, it has to function. So therefore, what they hold is like this. In the case of the Dalad Kundisin, the reason why you say you don't say good and loved is because your first problem, and Chaim, this was your observation, it's correct, is first you're looking to produce a mechitza. So you're taking the edge of the roof, the kosel, the wall of the house, of the structure, and you're making it rise up. So you're using the principle of good asik. But when you say good asik, it had no function. It didn't register in any reality. Because making the mechitza go up, now what? Your schach is still three tefachim away. So from the standpoint of halacha, there is no difference in function between the mechitza being down low or being up high. In either way, it's ineffectual. There's nothing happening. You don't have a kosher sukkah. So the good asik has no real function in the halachic sense. We don't just have, mechitzas rising up in the world over here. It has to register in the halachic framework. It's a halachic mechanism and has to register in the halachic framework. So therefore, you can't say good asik and love it, because your good asik itself will not work. Or if you went the other way, you want to say love it first. I mean, love it you couldn't even say first, actually, because you're not putting together two pieces. All right, but even if you could, it would still not do anything. So that's why you say, that's the idea, that you don't say good and love it. Okay? And hopefully if we take a look at the case, the Ron's case of Dofen Akum and love, it'll be the same thing. That's the first thing. Now let's get to the second case. In the second case, the question now is, why is it good? After all, you need good and love with there too. So why is it good? It doesn't sound like the Svara helped us at all. It might explain why you don't say good and love with, but it doesn't explain why Siftes, it's Kshera. But the answer is like this. The answer is that in the case in Siftes, you already have a Cheftza of a Mechitza. You already have 10 Tfachim of Mechitza. Now, what is your objective now? You have one objective. Not to produce a Mechitza. You simply want your Mechitza to reach your Schach. Now, how are you going to get your mechitza to reach your schach? So the answer is, really the best way would be a diagonal. Right? Because the schach doesn't reach the imaginary rise. It's in a little bit. So it's really a little bit on a diagonal. Okay? Now, how do you produce that diagonal? The answer is there's a vertical halacha, in this case, called good asik. And then you have a horizontal halacha called lovut. I don't mean that lovut only works horizontally, but it will. That's what it's doing. In this case, it's taking care of the horizontal plane. So you have the vertical, the good asik, and lovut. But there's really one objective. What's the objective? To have the wall connect to the schach. Oh, so I'll ask you. Is one happening in logical sequence before the other? And the answer is, of course not. Good and lovud are happening logically simultaneously. And since they're logically happening simultaneously, you can't say that they do not have a function. In other words, simultaneously, they're accomplishing Hechsher Sukkah. They're creating a relationship between the Mechitza and the Schach. Simultaneously. In the first case in Sif Dalid, there, good asik happens logically prior to lovud. Because first you have to produce a wall. And once you produce a wall, now you could say, is this wall flush with the schach or not? So now you have to, now logically, your priority is first producing a wall. That comes first. That's kodem. And then the second thing is, is it reaching the schach? That's going to be lovud. But since the very good asik, which is the one that happens in logical priority, that's the one that happens first, okay? Like Rebbe likes to point out, not in time, okay? It's a logical first, all right? We won't slip into Breishis Bar Lakim now, but anyhow, So it happens first, logically, but it doesn't do anything. Because when it produces the wall in Sif Dalid, the wall doesn't have any function. It has no halachic reality to it. So therefore, it doesn't operate. But in Sif Tes, there, you're not looking to produce a wall. And therefore, you're not saying good asik has priority. No, you only have one objective. That the wall that exists should reach the schach. In order for that to happen, good and lavud must coexist logically to produce that hypotenuse. And therefore, it's good. Therefore, it's kosher. Because you each one simultaneously, they're functioning. And they have a reality. And that's the halacha l'moshe Sinai. So that's why good and lavud function there. And therefore the sukkah is kshera. That's how the Mishnah Berurah learns. It's basically, it's the world of vectors brought into halacha l'moshe Sinai. So it comes out the way the Mishnah Berurah has it. It is mamish, a beautiful abstract structure and concept here. The halacha is in its usual self, very subtle. It's ingenious, in fact. See, I told the kids in school, I said, you could not, nobody can imagine this would be, nitla chadchila, this is going to be a human-made idea. Can't be. What kind of group of human beings would make such an idea like this? With these kind of distinctions? It just doesn't make sense. Especially not in a religious mode. I mean, this doesn't make any sense. Can't be. That's it. It's the proof of Torah. Okay, take a look now at the Rambam Perek Dalid, Halacha Dalid. Dalid. So the Rambam says, Tefano shayu dvukos begag hasukah. So in the first case is you have Tefanos that are connected to the Schach. Velo yu magiyas laaretz im gvos mina aretz shlosha tfacham psula. So if there's a gap between the mechitza and the ground, three tvachim, it's no good. Pachas mikan kshera. Yet then you say lavud. Hayu adefanos tevukos ba'aretz. Now you have the opposite case. The defanos are flush with the ground. Velo hayu magiyas l'schach. But they don't reach the schach. Im givoos asara tvachim, if the mechitza is 10 tvachim high. Afal pishen rechokim min agad kama amos kshera. Like our case. You have a mechitza 10 tefachim high, and the roof, the schach, is 10 feet high. He says it's kshera. Now look what he says. Uvilvad sheyihyu hadafanos mechuvanos tachas svas hagag. Okay? Reb Chaim learns that the Rambam means it has to be mamish underneath the gag. The next case, the next statement, Hirchik es hagag min hadofen shlosha tfachim psula pachas mikan kshera. Reb Chaim learns that that's talking about where you have a real mechitza reaching the height of the thing. Okay? I'm just telling you how Reb Chaim reads the Rambam. And others as well. But I just want to tell you how Reb Chaim learns it. So he does not... What's that?
Is that because of a conclusion from somewhere else, or is that what he thought Shaul, because he didn't say it right away?
I mean, I think for Reb Chaim, never mind concepts, but the words of the Rambam seem to bear that out. Because otherwise the Rambam should... Hirchik... Should have been a. It should have either said Ubilvad, He should have qualified it like the Mechaber did. Not be a separate statement. It should have been Vad Shiyum Devaris Mechavaris Tachas Vasa Gag. Klomar, or Ubilva, Mechuvanis Mamish, something like that. The fact that he stopped the sentence, and then he starts again, Hirchik, now he's going back to the, so to speak, like a normal case. Like he started Alacha. You have Devukos Pagak. Now, first he told the idea of good Asik, that it's good. Now he's telling you another halacha, that love, it also works. Hirchik is a gag, min adofen, shlosha tvachem, psula, pachas mikang shera. Notice he's telling you all the different halachas, but not that that statement, that sentence is qualifying the previous one. Now, I'm not saying, I'm not in the area now, I'm not doing that Reb Chaim. I told you there's a Reb Chaim on Chavot Rami, where I believe, maybe there's more there that shows why he thinks that. But I'm just letting you know that's what he holds. And if you don't believe me, I will quote for you the Reb Chaim. If you want to take a look at yourself, here. The Reb Chaim is Perek, it's the Reb Chaim on Perek Hei Halacha Chaf Aleph. In Hilchas Sukkah, if you're using the original version, the one that the Griz and Ramesha produced, it's on Daf Tesvav. It's in the paragraph of Va'alkein Hanira. Va'alkein Hanira Lomer V'dasa Rambam Dehine B'Sukkah Daf Yud Ches. It's that paragraph. But I'll just quote in the middle of that paragraph where he says like this, V'nira dekeinu muchrach b'das harambam k'mo shekasavnu v'hu mehada pasak la'el b'perek dalet hayuda defanas tvukos la'aretz v'lo yomagiyas l'schach imayu gavoas asaret fachim af b'shein rechogos min agag kama amos k'shera. Ubelvaj, you are the fanos mechuvonos tachas svas agag. Ad kan lishona. You see, he doesn't even quote the next sentence. Visham hare bevadai kasha lama lanu mechuvonos. Why do you need mechuvonos? Vare aft im name of the mishum chavot rami bein and dafka mechuvonos. Aval hare sham lots rachin and klala hilchasa the chavot rami. Vehechsha suka shamu havi mishum ahilchasa. The good asik, mechitasa, da mechitas olos at schacha elyon. Vadifa mina psaka rambam da fila v'sich agav svas agag gam kein have yisuk gshera mishum da brin a good asik mechitza. V'kol shekein kan sham mechitas nikaros v'im kein lamalei mechuvanos. Elavade de kavanas ramim he shlo yeh bahen gam avir pachas mishlosha. Umishum da belav hachi ena defanos mitstarfos l'sukah. Came at aschach rochel gimel v'yoser madafanos de pakamina din lovet v'mkena reima melehu da bir atzmo gam gabi sukkah med. Okay, now he goes back into his thing. He says dechol shaschachos atzmo rechogos emizel madafanos shlosha v'yoser begavam pakamehen din lovet. Okay, so he's letting you know that that's exactly what the Ram's telling you is. That's the very point that you have pakah din lovet from here. You don't say lovud on these walls. I'm just telling you how he learns. In other words, it's against what the Mechaber said. Mechaber is against the Rambam. Mechaber is openly against the Rambam. Yeah, so the Rambam, the Mechaber is at least the way Reb Chaim learns, against the Rambam and Reb Chaim, the Rambam and the Mechaber are arguing. So what does the Rambam hold? What does the Rambam hold? What happened to the beautiful Svara we just said? That this shouldn't violate the rule of good and loved. of the double halacha mashmit Sinai, since it's bevas achas, it's simultaneous. So what would be the svara to say that it's no good? So I mean, simple, you could say like this, that the Rambam has a different idea. That the Rambam holds, you can't say lovud on an abstract substance. In other words, lovud only operates, it's intrinsic to the idea of lovud. That lovud only operates when you have a real substance. And then the halacha l'moshvi Sinai is that the gap between the two substances is negligible. But if it's just an abstract entity, that you cannot employ lovud to join a substance of, let's say, schach to an abstract wall. You don't say lovud, you only say lovud on the abstract halacha of lovud only applies when it's dealing with two real substances. It could be that's what the Rambam holds. You have to look at the rest of Reb Chaim. That's what Reb Chaim's grappling with. From that paragraph to the end is all the relationship between the halacha l'moshe m'sinai. But that's... like this. I can't go into the case, but I'll just, bring it the idea. Asher imneima kein shuv hadrinin l'klolin de'ein loved rak heicha she'etzim hakora he besoch gimel laksalim. That you only say loved when you actually have the kora of the mavoi. The etzem hakora is within three of the walls of the mavoi. Ve'ein chavot rami moel klal lemechel beidin loved. But you wouldn't say chavot rami, meaning you use the principle chavot rami to halachically lower the kora down and then say loved. Va'ad kamalum the ma the same loved amrina or chavot amrina loved chavot loved v'chavot lo amrina. And then he says why. Because then you need two. You need chavod le'inyan, the vertical, v'lovod le'inyan rachba, the horizontal. It's exactly like our case of good and lovod.
Right.
But you don't say both. Kol echad has to be chal b'fnei atzmo, Reb Chaim says. Oh, there it is. You see? Kol echad tzarech lechol b'fnei atzmo. But here it won't be chal. Because if you just lower the korah down, and it's not within three of the Mavui's walls, you still weren't machshi or anything. Yeah, that's the prayer. I mean, you see it there. There it is. Reb Chaim's saying that idea. So according to, you see, Reb Chaim was grappling exactly the stuff that, Rebbe was dealing with. So that's what you have. I mean, that's probably the simplest thing to say in the Rambam. Not that the Rambam disagrees with the analysis of halacha l'moshe m'sinai. Yeah, one second. Yeah, because, right, correct. In other words, it sounds like Reb Chaim saying that the Rambam holds, like we said before, that each one has to be chal independently. In other words, each one has to have a function to be considered a valid halacha l'moshe m'sinai. Ah, if that's the case, so why is he against the simultaneous case? Logically speaking, that should work. But maybe the Rambam, because maybe the Rambam holds. I mean, Tzarechin, I mean, we're not in that sugya, I mean, not really in that Reb Chaim, but maybe the Rambam holds that you don't say, even if it's simultaneous, like the case in Siftes, but you don't, or the Rambam's Halacha Dalet, you don't say it, because you don't say Lovud on an abstract Mechitza. That's a possibility. All right, Tzarechin. But, it's a nice area. It's a beautiful area, though.